The Greek delegation request a meeting with Jesus. "We wish to see Jesus," they say. Instead of a face-to-face meeting with Jesus, they have an encounter with Jesus through his word. And that word for them is this: "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Jesus is speaking about the hour of his crucifixion, death and burial, just days away now. He says his death is like the planting of a seed into the ground. His resurrection is like the seed which springs to life from the earth. His ministry will bear more and more fruit even beyond the resurrection. And this is what it means to know God, to see him as the Greeks requested, to believe in Jesus Christ, who was lifted up high on the cross for forgiveness, buried and raised again on the third day to bring us eternal life. This is the gospel, what we call the good news. They ask to see Jesus, and Jesus grants their wish through the gospel. To know Jesus is also to follow him, as his words indicate later. To be a learner, to be a disciple. If someone wishes to see Jesus, to hear him, to know him, to have a relationship with him, it will come through the gospel, and it will transform their lives. Jesus says, "Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor." In a few minutes from now, these six young people, these confirmands, will stand right up here and confess their faith in Jesus. They will tell us that they have seen Jesus in their baptism, by which they know that they are royal children of God. They will share that they have a relationship with God through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. They will say, with different words, but they will say that they have planted the seeds of their lives in the kingdom and for the kingdom. They will live as Christ's disciples, they will say, even to death. And they will bear the fruit of their faith and suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it. Those are big words, big commitment to make. When I went over these weighty words with our confirmands last week, I reminded them what we already know to be true about these words: that to live without Christ is to not truly live, and to die in Christ is not truly to die. To live our lives outside a relationship with God is not truly living a meaningful and purposeful life at all. And to die with confidence in Christ is not really to die at all, but to go home to the loving arms of our Savior and our Heavenly Father in a joyful reunion with the whole company of heaven. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, Scripture says, we will certainly be united in a resurrection like his. If we plant our lives into the soil of Christ's kingdom, we die to ourselves. But we spring up transformed and ready to have a positive, and a godly impact on those around us, which is what it means to bear fruit. Just days from Jesus saying these profound words to the disciples and that Greek delegation, he will die and be buried in a grave and in the ground alone. And like a seed by itself, remaining alone, it looks lifeless, a single kernel of grain. We will see death, but we know there will be eternal life. In a short time, farmers will begin to bury seed in the ground in the northern hemisphere. They will do so with the full confidence that these individual grains of seed will spring to life. Soon after Easter, you'll be able to drive through the countryside and through the country and see green stems and leaves coming up out of the ground. So we will not be surprised to celebrate Jesus who rises and lives again on Easter Sunday. Confirmands, parents, friends, family, Christian brothers and sisters, there is a world of people out there. There is a world of people who need to know and experience this Jesus. God has planted you in his kingdom. He's planted you at church, at home, school, work, play, in your communities. The gospel is the fruit that gives faith, forgiveness of sins, and the assurance of eternal life. You and I are also that fruit that God gives to enrich and nourish the world. Through you, they will taste and see that the Lord is good. My song is love unknown, my Savior's love to me. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? Here might I stay and sing no story so divine. Never was love, dear King, never was grief like thine. This is my friend, in whose sweet praise I all my days could gladly spend. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.